sare di camini, vorte di sesgali, jebure shtabun, anangis tutakhur, im sare di camini. Sareri kami inshvor bash shenjum u korchum hervum anangis tutakhur im sareri kami yes galisem shat heruneri Վերակ դարձած քո հայրենիքից Որտանեմ ես երկարոտն այն լեռներին, լեռներին Որոնց դուք թողել եք գետի այն ափին Գետի այն ափին, գետի այն ափին Եվ ինձ լսիր, թե ինչ կասեմ Քիչանդարտվի, եվ ինձ լսիր, թե ինչ կասեմ Որ տանես խոսքերն դու այն լեռներին, լեռներին Որոնց մենք թողել ենք գետի այն ափին Գետի այն ափին, գետի այն ափին Քանի մեր վանքերում կնքում ենք մանուկներ Արևի պես ու կրակոտ աչուկներում Քանի մեր աչկերում դեռ չի մարել կարոտը Կարոտը այն, որով նայում ենք մենք հեռվին Ուրեմն մենք, մի օր կգանք ձեր գիրկը դեռ Մեզ սպասող լեռներ, մեզ սպասող լեռներ Մեզ սպասող լեռներ, մեզ սպասող լեռներ Մեզ սպասող լեռներ, մեզ սպասող լեռներ
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another night. This is Trick Track with Set Track. We have a jam-packed night tonight. We have a lot of guests that we need to get to. But we're going to start off with Los Angeles and hear from Ara Khachadurian, English editor of Asparez, and see what's been going on there. The protest started 3 o'clock local time, LA time, 6 o'clock our time, Montreal, Eastern. We're going to get a report and see what's been going on, as well as we're going to be talking with the ARF Canada youth. They have a protest planned for tomorrow in Ottawa, as well as I have two guests, very special people. One of them happens to be a history professor in Ottawa, as well as a Hungarian newspaper editor-in-chief. We're going to hear his perspective, his side of the story of this whole releasing of the Safarov affair. And then we're going to end the show on a good note. We're going to speak with the Ottawa Festival organizers, which will take place next weekend. So hopefully you'll stick around and hear what our guests have to say. We're going to listen to a song. In the meantime, I'm going to try to get in touch with Ara.
Պահպանիչ եւ հույս հավատացելոց Քրիստոս Աստված մեր, պահիր պահպանիրս Հայաստան աշխարհս, քեզ հավատացող եւ քեզ հուսացող հայ ժողովուրդս, հանդովանյալ սուրբ եւ պատվական խաչի վրկով իղաղության, հրկյա, հերևելի եւ աներևույթ ճշնամուին, արժանավորյա գործիան փառավորե, հսկես հանդոր եւ ընդսրբող քույր, այժմ եւ միշտ եւ հավիտյանս, հավիտենից ամեն։
Չարչակ, հերոսներդ վեհու արդար, գերդանցում ես հազար տաճար, ուրիշ հելով ունի պեպար, պատկությունը պասմա չարչակ, հերոսներդ վեհու արդար, գերդանցում ես հազար տաճար, ուրիշ հելով
Okay, folks, welcome back. I now have on the line my good friend, Ara Khachadruyan, English editor of Aspares from California. Hi, Ara. How are you?
Hi, Beto. I'm great, actually. We had a very good demonstration today in front of the Hungarian and Azeri consulates, which just happened to be in the same building in Westwood, and it just finished. There was about a little bit more than 1,000 people. This was a demonstration that was organized in a matter of a couple of days, and they were, you know, and it was in the middle of the day, so more than 1,000 people is a good showing for a Thursday afternoon.
And the protest was organized by a few organizations, if I'm not mistaken, and AYF being one of them.
The AYF had organized it, this group that calls itself the Unified Armenian Youth, and the Hanchagyan Youth Group, SHANT.
Okay. And what were our demands? When did we accomplish? Did we meet the ambassador?
Actually, Paul Krikorian, who's a city councilman from Los Angeles, came down. He spoke very strongly, and he also escorted the organizers to the door of the building, and the security immediately came out and pushed them away, basically saying that we're not taking any packages. And Paul explained that this is not a package, it's a letter, and he did say that he's also a city council member, and they just basically turned them away. But basically the demands were, we were asking for justice in this case, blaming Hungary for basically starting this process of making an axe murderer into a hero, and also every speaker who came up said that perhaps it is now time for Armenia to recognize the independence of the Nagorno-Karabakh Republic, Artsakh. And it seems that right now some of the sentiments are moving that way. Of course, we know that this is a more complicated situation for the Armenian government and the peace process and everything else, but this has definitely had its impact on the whole Karabakh question.
Okay, and what was the crowd's reaction today at the protest?
The crowd was pretty much angry at the situation that has happened. I was on a bus going from Hollywood to the protest, which went from the Armenian church there, and everyone who was on the bus was basically talking about what a miscarriage of justice this has been, not just for Armenians, but it sets an international precedent right now that basically there is a message that, yes, you can go ahead and kill someone and then become a hero. And that comes also from the very kind of reserved reaction that we're seeing from the international community, the U.S., France, Russia, and today NATO, just basically saying that they're quite concerned about this, but not really going a step further and condemning this issue and making certain demands that are within the confines of international law.
Okay, and if you could tell us, how is the American public's reaction, or if there is any?
The coverage of this issue has not been as broad here as it has been in Europe and elsewhere, but we have seen the New York Times and the other major newspapers in the country covering it. I think the American, there is no necessary public reaction from Americans because they pretty much just don't know, unless they're reading Asparis every day. I don't think they know what really is going on.
Hey, maybe we should start posting Asparis on other websites.
Well, we'll do that. We'll do that.
That was a good one, unless they're reading Asparis. Well, I sure do, and I'm thankful that you guys kept on posting pictures today. There was even a video clip that was posted earlier.
Yeah, we're going to post some more as the time goes up. You can see some of the speeches. You can also see that moment where Paul was being just pushed away. All of that is something that we're continuously posting. So go to our Facebook page, Asparis News, and if you haven't liked it already, like it, because we provide really important and good information on a daily basis.
And if I may ask, what's going to happen next? What is our next move in L.A.?
Our next move in L.A., I mean, the community right now is pretty much very, I have to say, the community is very united around this issue, and I think this unity also talks volumes about when we might have our little differences, but when issues are impacting our national elements everyone comes together. I don't think LA is the entity that's going to make the next move. We're looking at Armenia, the government, the international community, and see what their next move is, because this is something that the community itself, we can do protests, we can do this, that, the other thing, but the answer to this question lies elsewhere.
Okay, well, thank you. Really appreciate it, as usual.
Thank you, Seto, and thank all of your listeners.
All right, Tara, have a good afternoon.
All right.
Bye.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Well, folks, you just heard from Ara Khachaturian. He's the English editor of Asparez, and he just gave us a brief report of what took place in Los Angeles today in front of the Hungarian and Azeri embassies. And as he said it, don't forget, go on Facebook, Asparez News, and they're going to be posting more pictures as we go along today and tomorrow. Up next, we're going to be speaking with Dinger Harut Kasabian from AYF Canada, Canada Yerdas Artagan Mijun, and he's going to be telling us what's going to take place tomorrow in Ottawa and what should we expect. So stay tuned.
Asker gider Hayastan'a mec Bayts inch kan astes Teshnami une Olur kovleri Zerunder atsi Zerd zerki tavaz Ez bas gëtetsi Fususi tavaz Par yutën eman Yet berek kova Arke hajët Zargalike dostum hayır, az dışar kahin, lirek mi yasir. Cihan ıstatsın, her hin teşnavim, kuzlu ve noriz, çodorem hayır. Usus iddavaz, ayut innaman, yetberen kola, harkı hayut.
Okay, folks, we are now joined by a member of AYF Canada, Sireliner Uremen Meredunink, Harut Kasabyan, Torontoyen, Mezigmiana, Canada Yerdasartagan Miuchan Gome, Yev Khoselu, Te Vahvatsuitsa, Inch Barunagutununi, Inch Teri Bidunena, Yev Inchu Betke Polores Nergalan. Paergun Enger Harut, Inch Peses?
Բարև
ձեզ, շատ լավ, դուք ինչպես եք։ Լավ, նախ շատ շնորհակալ եմ, որ այս սպաղած ժամերուդ մեզի գրցար, կոնե 5-10 վարյան մը դրամատրել։
Անշուշտ։
Ընկեր Հարութ, եթե գրնանք խոսիլ վաղվա ցույցին մասին, ով է գազմագերբոքի, դենք երդասարտական միություններն են, եթե գրնաս խոսիլ ադոր մասին աջիս։
All right. To start off, we're on interested to see AYF Canada on Hoyta Kemal Gazmagerbego, Mikhail Mirchunero head. Armen Karo Sanokara Miuchuna, ACYOC, Armenian Students Association, AGBU Young Professionals of Canada. Uremen Laman Amen Yadasartner, Hayadasartner, Miyasatin, Asmek, Sweetin Hamab, Amen, or Amenkas Havadank Petkela. Yes, you know, Urpat Yotu September, Jami Yerguin, yet very discussy Hungario Tesmadan Archev. Հոնդեր պիտը սկսի ծույցը և պիտի կալենք թեպի ադրբեջանի թեսպանատուն և հոմի շարնակենք. For the listeners from Toronto and Montreal, բասեր պիտը լան Թորոնտոյի ագումպը, 50 Holcomb Place արդվաբութին, և Մոնտրիալի ագումպը արդվա դասնյուգեսին բասեր պիտ մեկնի։
Եվ ինչ պիտի ներգրավենք մենք հոն իբր հայկական քաղուտ երդասարտած ասենք։ What are going to be our demands when we get there?
Right, so մի քանի demands-ներ կան, որ մենք եւ հայեր աշխարհի 4 կողմերը գործենք, որ Հունգարիան եւ Ադրբեջանեն առաջինը we're asking the government of Hungary that they have to issue a public apology to us, but at this point they're playing dumb and they're saying, oh, we thought he was going to be imprisoned, so and so, but you and I and most Armenians know that Azerbaijan has this, they wouldn't have honored that. We know that they're playing us dumb. So the first thing first, we want a formal apology. They're playing around with politics. Secondly, we want them to put appropriate pressure on Azerbaijan to have Ramil Safarov fulfill his original prison sentence, which was yet to fulfill at least 25 years. So we want Hungary to actually do something about this and put pressure on Azerbaijan to imprison Ramil Safarov. Secondly, we're going to the government of Azerbaijan and we're telling them, A, you need to imprison Ramil Safarov. But more importantly, this is someone who killed someone with an axe. Gatsinov Kohargets Megumavor, and he's being treated by And this isn't something just individuals or mob mentality. This is something that goes up to the government. This is something the government is pushing down on the entire population, and they're promoting it's okay to kill innocent Armenian. They're the enemy. Not only that, by freeing him, they're showing, look, you can do it and you can get away. So we're asking them to stop this. There's no other word for it. It's a hate campaign. Yevgerort, it's connected to the second point. We're turning to the international community and we're saying, Nayetsek, Gokosinkor, Nagorno-Karabakh peaceful solution, etc., etc. Us, the Irens Barbat Seva, Yaganchanich Gardzek for Artsakh Gnader Atarnal Azerbaijani, Yer Askan Keshkavarbi Merhed, Askan Keshmanerikas and Ertan. So these are the main messages that we're hoping to get across to the two embassies as well as the general public.
Okay, and out of all these years that we've been to all these protests, do you think anybody is going to be there?
I think in Haykavut.
No. Haykavut was time polor energa bidalan. Pats Azerbaijani gam hunkario hubadasaran neren.
That's a bit difficult to tell. Was Yerenka Artem was study at Hargan at this point for Bukankor. Pats. Իրականության մեջ կարևորություն չէ, թե ճիշտ մեր աչքերը գցած են, եթե մեր հեդեր համտիպին գնախը դրենք, եթե մեր հեդեր համտիպին մեր նամակը գստանան, բայց ամենակարևոր բանը որ ցույց տալ իրենց, որ that we're not going to stay quiet, they're not going to get away with it. That is the main point that I'd like to address to the general Armenian public. Եթե մարդիկ Los Angeles, Beirut, Իջիտնամ, նույնիսկ Նորվեյ, Հնդկաստան, որ ցույցերը հաճեն, այդ ասպաները չլան է, like, whether they see they're there first hand or not, they know that it's happening, and they know that we are forced to be reckoned with.
Yeah, so, that I don't համասան եմ, it's just that I was disappointed. Կիդեմ որ Ադրբեջանցիները պիտի մեկը պիտի չլա, but I was really expecting որ այսօր Los Angeles-ի մեջ կոնե որ դղակը կացած են շենքը, հունկարիո ներգայացիչը կամ ամբասադորը ելար եւ արներ նամակը եւ փամը սեր, you know, and
yeah.
Which is the disappoint for me, it's disappointing. Կիդենք որ Ադրբեջանը պիտի չնե,
yeah, they don't want, they're not even going to pretend to play nice with us, of course. But Hungary, on the other hand, you'd expect a bit more from them considering they're a European nation. They don't have anything personally against us.
Yeah.
On that point, though, I didn't read a news story, but I did see pictures from the Lebanon protest, and I think they did personally meet either the consular or the ambassador over there, which is a good thing. I don't know why that happened in Los Angeles. Hopefully we'll have more luck tomorrow, because like you said, it would be disappointing. We're not approaching Hungary as angry and we want to cause a racket. We want to talk to them, and that's we've prepared letters for both embassies, and in our letter to the embassy of Hungary, we say we'd like to speak with you. We'd actually have the pleasure of meeting with you and discussing these things, because we don't have anything against the country of Hungary or the people of Hungary. We want to talk to them in a civilized manner and get our points outlined to them face-to-face.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
For what it's worth, I mean, Hunkariuga Jorovurta Merheden, and they've been the ones that have been posting pictures saying, we're sorry that our government did this to you. And
of course, there's been a very large response. It's been impressive.
Yeah, and if people stay tuned, I'm going to be speaking with a Hungarian newspaper editor who's also a history professor in Ottawa. He's going to give us his points, their point of view, and we'll see what he has to say. And it's pretty positive from what I gather what he has to say. Anyways, Engenarut, Shachuragalem, Pari Janabar, Tebi Ottawa, Yevge Khosink Tartsel,
Anshush, Shunagalem,
Pari Kishel. Լավ, սիրելիներ, դուք լսեցիք մեր հոյտակեմին ներգայացիչներեն Հարութ Քասաբյան, ուրեմն վաղվա ցույցը որքան կարևոր է, շեշտեց բոլորնից ներգալ լանք օթաված ցայներնից լսելի դարձնենք ազերի եւ հունկարի օգարաբարության ներգաղցիչներուն ուրեմն երկմը բիդի ունենք որ մեր հետ բիդի շարունակենք մեր հայդակիրը եւ բիդի խոսենք Christopher Adam ինչպես որ ասի պրոֆեսոր մնե օթավա University Image History Professor as well as the newspaper editor. Okay, folks, for those of us just joining us, joining me tonight to help shed some light on the Hungarian viewpoint is Mr. Christopher Adam. He's editor-in-chief of Kanadai Magar Hirlar, a Hungarian-Canadian publication. Welcome, Mr. Adam.
Thanks very much for having me.
First of all, I'd like your opinion. How do you think this unfortunate situation came about?
Well, the real debate, I think, among people in Hungary is whether or not this is an example of incompetence on the part of the Hungarian government, or an example of pure, unethical, and immoral behavior. And it's hard to tell which one it is. There are people on both sides. But I'm pretty sure that deep down inside, even those who tend to support the government of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban believe that what occurred here was a grave mistake. And I think many more people believe that there might be something more behind this deal as well. But to answer your question, I think you actually have to go back about 8 years. In 2004, when Remélo Safarov was convicted by a Hungarian court for murder, a racist murder of an Armenian soldier in Budapest, he received a life sentence. And at the time, the Hungarian Prime Minister was Ferenc Gyurcsány of the left-center Socialist Party. And after that sentence, Gyurcsány noted that there was very significant pressure put on the Hungarian government by authorities in Azerbaijan to release Safarov. And the reason that Gyurcsány didn't release him, the reason that the Hungarian government in 2004 denied that request and basically withstood the pressure, is because they didn't believe that when Safarov returns to Azerbaijan, he would actually be put back into prison and that he'd be forced to continue the sentence that the Hungarian courts gave him. So there was a real sense of suspicion that his return to Azerbaijan would mean that he'd be treated as a national hero and that he'd be released. Now, if you move forward then about 8 years to the current government, the Hungarian government right now has had a policy of opening up to the east, particularly in terms of economic contacts with parts of Eastern Europe, but also Central Asia. And this incident in particular highlights those politics, because Hungarian government officials have been visiting Baku on a fairly regular basis, having all kinds of discussions. The Hungarian Prime Minister was there. The former Hungarian President was there before he was forced to resign earlier this year. The Prime Minister's spokesman was there as well. And during those talks, there certainly was some discussion of maybe economic benefits, economic deals between Hungary and Azerbaijan. And the suspicion is, and I think it's a rightful one, that this transfer of a convicted killer to Azerbaijan, when there was a pretty big risk that he'd be let free, had something to do with economic motives, particularly one motive, which I think is the most realistic. Hungary is in a difficult economic position right now. It's looking to get an IMF loan, and within that situation, it was hoping to sell some Hungarian government bonds to the government of Azerbaijan. And some people believe that this may have formed one of the elements of the discussion when it came to releasing this prisoner. Now, as it turns out, when Hungary released the prisoner and believed that he would be put into a jail in Azerbaijan, of course he was not. And not just that, but authorities in Azerbaijan 2 days later indicated through the media that they had no intention of buying Hungarian government bonds. So what that means is if there was an economic motive on the part of the Hungarian government, it failed miserably. And now Budapest looks not just incompetent, but it also looks incredibly unethical and immoral.
Okay. And how have the Hungarian people reacted to their own government's actions?
Well, it's been, you know, really mixed. I mean, keep in mind that the Hungarian population is, of course, diverse politically and ideologically. That having been said, there is a very strong, very vocal group in Hungary who are absolutely outraged by this kind of deal. There's a lot of talk that Hungary pretty much destroyed its international reputation through a deal like this. And in fact, you may have already heard that there was a protest organized in Budapest with over 2,000 people who wanted to show solidarity with Armenia and criticize the actions of the Hungarian government. There's even a Facebook group which has spread like wildfire among Hungarians, and it's called Sorry for Our Prime Minister Armenia, and it's an English language Facebook group based in Hungary, and it's really attracting a great deal of attention. I think this is the sort of issue that's not going to go away very quickly. The Hungarian government is obviously in damage control mode right now, but what's clear is that they don't really know what to do. They're in quite a bit of trouble, and I felt that myself a couple of days ago. I contacted the Hungarian embassy in Ottawa, and actually that's where some Armenians plan a protest tomorrow afternoon. And I contacted them on Tuesday of this week and asked them, first of all, if they knew of any protest that might be taking place. And at the time, they did not, but that's probably because it hadn't been announced yet. And then I asked them what kind of steps they're planning on taking in order to restore the relationship between Hungary and Armenia, which until now has been really quite good. And the answer that I got from the embassy was pretty much that there are no steps being taken at all. They said that they're going to forward my request to the Foreign Ministry of Hungary, and I've heard nothing at all about this issue. And I think one of the reasons behind that is that Hungarian Foreign Affairs, the Hungarian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, was basically not even involved in this whole scandal. It's a little clique within the Hungarian government that ultimately decided to engage in this kind of activity. And those people who have skills and experience in foreign affairs and could have probably cautioned the government not to take such an incredibly risky move by transferring a prisoner to Azerbaijan, they basically were sidelined. And so the foreign ministry is really hardly involved in this scandal at all. I don't think their opinion was even asked when these negotiations were underway.
Okay. Well, it's pretty disappointing because earlier I was speaking to a colleague of mine in Los Angeles, and he was giving us a report of what took place earlier today at the protest, and nobody came out to see them. The security guards would not even take the letter that the youth had prepared to hand in to both the embassies, the Hungarian and the Azerbaijani embassies. And even we had a city council member that was present at the protest, and he tried to approach them where the security guards pushed him away.
You can expect something similar tomorrow in Ottawa at the Hungarian embassy over here. The Hungarian ambassador, a man called Laszlo Pordány, is extremely heavily involved in the politics of the current Hungarian government, and he tends to react very poorly, let's just say, to any group, Hungarian or otherwise, that in any way criticizes the current Hungarian government. So I'd be very surprised if with someone like that in charge here in Ottawa, you'd get a better reaction than what you've got in Los Angeles.
And what has been the reaction of the Canadian-Hungarian community here in Montreal or Ottawa or Ontario or Canada-wide?
Well, it's been, again, very mixed, much like in Hungary, depending on one's own political feelings. That having been said, I know that there are many people who are, you know, perhaps supportive of, in some ways, of the current Hungarian government, or at least feel disdain for the left-wing opposition. Some people in that camp who are actually very concerned about what had happened and feel that the Hungarian government made a grave mistake. Now, you also have another group within the Hungarian community in Canada, a group that has been vocal in the past about problems and trampling on democratic rights in Hungary. And this group has been very vocal in speaking out against what just happened between Budapest and Baku. So you've got quite a lot of consternation, I would say, within the Hungarian community. People are scratching their heads, wondering how something like this could have possibly happened. And many other people are deeply concerned about what occurred. I mean, I want to really point out that although the current Hungarian government was elected with a very significant majority in 2010, there are many people who feel that the activities of this government have been incredibly divisive. And those people here in Canada, in the Hungarian communities, are certainly not hiding their concern that the current Hungarian government has successfully destroyed the country's image abroad, that it ruined an important relationship and a long-standing good relationship with Armenia, and that ultimately it's playing into the hands of authoritarian and dictatorial government in Baku. So it's certainly a grave concern, and I know that the readers of my paper are very concerned about this, just looking at the number of comments that have come in and how the readership itself spiked when the story broke. I know that this is an issue that's not going away, and that it's certainly keeping many people awake at night because they just don't know what's coming next if this kind of reckless foreign policy continues on the part of the Hungarian government.
Well, I had jotted down a note that I was going to ask you. Given having heard what you said, I'm still going to ask you this question. And should the Hungarian government increase the pressure on Azerbaijan to fulfill its obligation to imprison Safarov?
Well, yes, doubtful. I'm very, very doubtful. My impression is that the government of Azerbaijan does not take the government of Hungary seriously. If they had taken the government of Hungary seriously, then they wouldn't have embarrassed it in this way. Because keep in mind, what happened here is that they gave assurances in the middle of August that if Hungary transfers Safarov, he'd be put right into prison. And then 2 weeks later, Hungary transfers Safarov, they let him free, and they don't just let him free, but he receives bouquets of flowers when he arrives at the airport. He's treated as a national hero. He's basically promoted within the military. And on top of that, Azerbaijan sends basically a letter of thank you to Budapest for all of this. So it royally embarrasses the Hungarian government. And my impression is that there's not a whole lot that Budapest can do right now to convince Azerbaijan to mend its ways, because Azerbaijan does not take Hungary very seriously at the moment.
Okay, and then what should the Hungarian government do to try to repair the damaged relationship with Armenia?
Well, I don't think that, a simple statement indicating that it was a mistake and that it won't happen again is going to be of much use. I think that this is the sort of thing that needs to have concrete consequences in Budapest. And if Armenia sees that the country is the government is taking it seriously, and that this kind of reckless foreign policy leads to concrete action in Budapest, that might help the relationship. What I'm thinking about is that someone in Budapest who was involved in this deal needs to be removed from power. It could be the resignation of the Minister of Justice who was involved in this. It might be the resignation of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who was basically sidelined in all of this. It could be the resignation of the Hungarian Prime Minister's aide, who was also involved in the same affair. But I think the only way to show the world and to show Armenia that Hungary is serious and that it knows that this was a grave error is for it to have consequences. And the only consequence I can think of is someone's removal, someone's resignation.
Okay, and how do you think these events will play out in the short term?
It's extremely hard to tell. In the short term, Hungary still is in damage control. There's always a risk that there's a lot of interest and activity around these sorts of scandals and events, but that, within a few weeks, they'll die down, people will start to forget about it, and life moves on. And that's actually quite unfortunate if that takes place. So I think in the short term, what's going to happen is there are some Hungarian newspapers, those in Hungary, some Hungarian publications that are really engaging in some investigative journalism when it comes to what occurred. And they're trying to find answers. And I suspect that if there's any clear evidence that Hungarian government signed this deal or entered into this deal with Azerbaijan for some kind of economic benefit, for some kind of economic motive, that's going to turn into a very nasty situation. Because at that point, the Hungarian government is not just incredibly foolish and reckless, but it's also incredibly immoral and incredibly corrupt. I mean, think about it this way. You've got a government that basically is engaging in a form of human trafficking, a human trafficking of a killer. And that's not something that can be acceptable within the European Union. So I'm certain that the European Union is going to be putting some pressure on Budapest as well. And keep in mind that Hungary has been in negotiations with the IMF, and I'm not sure where those negotiations stand. Some people say they don't stand very well. But that having been said, this sort of activity on the part of the government, this sort of scandal, is going to really damage the country's reputation, and particularly its reputation among key allies, the United States, other European Union countries, people with which Hungary must maintain good relations, because there really is no way for a country of 10 million to do well without a successful foreign policy and successful partnerships. And one such partnership is Armenia, too, and it's quite unfortunate that this sort of scandal has done such incredible damage to that relationship.
Well, Mr. Adam, I want to thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Wish you best of luck, and hopefully I get to see you and meet you next week at the Armenian Festival in Ottawa.
That's right. I look forward to it. Thanks very much, and have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, you just heard from Christopher Adam, who's a history professor in Ottawa, as well as the Hungarian-Canadian newspaper editor-in-chief. Now, Coming up next, we're going to be speaking with the Ottawa Festival organizers and see what they have to say and what they have planned for next week. As you have all been listening on Trek Track, we've been advertising on Facebook, on the radio, everywhere. Ottawa's Armenian Festival, first ever. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking to them and hear lots of exciting stories.
Oh,
Welcome back, folks. For those of you just joining us, hopefully you've been enjoying our show tonight. And now, the fun part. We're going to be speaking with Mikhail Liskejan from Ottawa, who is one of the organizers of this year's first ever Ottawa Armenian Festival. Payargun, Mikhail.
Payargun.
Inchpes es, lav es.
Shatlav.
I saw Pavagana spagat, but love, love. Keep me young. Mikhail, եթե գրնանք խոսիլ, սկիզբը ձանոթանալու Օտավայի քաղուտին, թե հայկական քաղուտը քանի հոգի կա, քանի ընտանիքներ կան, եթե գրնաս մեզի քաղապար մտալ հաջիս.
Օտավայի քաղուտը շատ մեծ չէ, ոմակսեն 600 հայ կա, ոմակսեն 1000, միջին հաշվով տերևս 800 հայ կա, մոտավորապես 250 ընտանիքից շատ.
Եվ ակտիվ են
Մոնտրեալի ճանաչողի չափ մեծ քաղաք չէ, մեծ աշխույժ քաղաք չէ, սակայն ունի զանազան միություններ, որ կգործեն քաղաքներ, ունի մշակութային միություն, Armenian Cultural Association of Ottawa, ունի հոմի մասնաճյուղը, Սևամասնաճյուղը, Երևան chapter, ունի հայտարի հասախումբ, ANC Ottawa chapter. Ես կա եկեղեցի, չունիք մեր սեփական եկեղեցին, սակայն եկեղեցի սերով վարձույթ դեղմ ունենք, որ դեր հայր վարդավեր մեզի գայցելեն Մոնտրեալեն Սուրբ Մեսրով եկեղեցի, և կա նաև ուսանական միություն, Armenian Students Association, չի մոնակ, որ Հայաստանի Հանրապետության տեսպանությունը ոտվայի մեջ կգտնվի, որ մայրաքաղաքն է.
Okay, ուրեմն ընդհանուր առմամբ այսինքն իբրահայական քաղուտ, աշխույժ քաղուտ մը գա։
Որոշ աշխույժություն մը գա, չեք կնարսել Մոնտրեալի կամ Տորոնտոյի չափ, բայց որովհետև մայրաքաղաքը գտնվինք, և որովհետև շատ կացող եկողը լա մեծ քաղաքներ են, քաղաքական շարժումներ, քաղաքական ցույցեր և այլն, որոշ activity-ը։
Եվ ֆեստիվալի կալով ինչպես այս քաղապարը մեջտեղ եկավ։
Ուրեմն նախ պատմեմ, թե ֆեստիվալ ինչ կնշանակի Օտավայի քաղաքին։ Նախքան մեր քաղաքի ֆեստիվալի մասին խոսենք։ Ottawa is a festival town. Ottawa-ի մեջ ամեն ամառ դասյակներով փառատոներ կլան։ Ամեն շաբաթավերջ երկուքեն 3-4 երբեմն 10 տարբեր փառատոն գրլա։ Ոմակ շատ բզիկ են, բզիկ եկեղեցիներ ու փառատոներ են, թաղամասերուց փառատոներ են։ Ոմակ ալ շատ մեծ, օրինակ քույներ ունին փառատոնը, որ 10 օրվա վրա է։ Եվ հազարներով կանացիներ երտանգ մասնակցին գայցել են։ Դիպանցիներ օրինակ ունին 3 հատ փառատոն, 3 տարբեր եկեղեցիներ փառատոն ունին։ Թուրքեր ունին 2 հատ, իդարացիներ ունին զանազան փառատոներ։ Ատկեզատ տարբեր-տարբեր ֆեստիվալներ կան, blues fest, օրինակ jazz, rock, pop music-ի ֆեստիվալ է ամեն ամառ։ Նաև ամեն շարաբորները մեկը tulip festival։ Ուրեմն գալով մեր փառատոնին, մեր ֆեստիվալին, ժանոց կաղապարմ ունեինք հայտարի անսոմպի մեջ, թե ինչ գրնա կնել, որ քաուտ ավելի մոդեն և ավելի լավ ծանոթացնենք դեղացի կանադացիներուն, Օտավայի տնագիչներուն, որով մյուս քաուտները դարիները իվեր գնեն, օրինակ լիպանցեր 22 դարի է ունին պարադոն, իդալացիները 30 դարի գրլա և այլն, մեկ տագավին չեն կրած, և սագայն հայեր Գաբրին Օտավայի մեջ շատ հին են, և որոշ չապով կազմակերպված հայկական կյանքը Օտավայի մեջ առնված են վերջին 25-30 տարին։ Ուրեմն որոշ ժամանակ մաս կաղապարի մասին մտածեցինք, կլլա չլլա, ինչպես կլլա, ինչ թուրությամբ կլլա և այլն, մինչև որ որոշում արեցա, որ պետք է ենեք պամմա, սակայն պետք է լա համահայկական փառատոն, ոչ միայն մեր փառատոնը, ոչ միայն հայտադի համար, ոչ միայն հայտադեն, ոչ միայն հայտադի կազմակերպությամբ։ Ադոր հետևելով մոդեցա մյուս կազմակերպություններուն, լահոմը, Սուրմեսրոբ եկեղեցին կամ դեղուն մշակութային միությունը, և նաև հանդիպում ունեցա բարոն Թեսպանի հետ, բարոն Արմեն Եգանյան, որ շատ հանտավար ունեն ընդունեց, որ իր հովանավորության դա կլա, եթե փառատոնը կազմակերպենք։ Ադոր հրա սկսենք աշխատանքի լուծվիլ, ուրեմն աս բոլորը եղավ միջնամսել մարդ ապրիլի այս տարվա, մարդ ապրիլեն մինչև սեպտեմբեր, հազիվ 6 ամիս աշխատանք, և առաջին անգամ լալով կփորձենք փառատոնել սեպտեմբեր 15-ին, որ հսկայական աշխատանք է, գիտեմ հույները լիպանցիները օրինակ կսկսին իրենց գործը նոյեմբեր, դեկտեմբերին, որ պատրաստ լինեն ամառը, մենք 6 ամսա մեջ մեջտեղ կբերենք որ մեծ փառատոնը, որ նաև քիչ մտարբեր է լավ փառատոնը, օրինակ լիպանցիները ունեն իրենց երկիչներու շարքերը, իրենց պարողներու շարքերը և այլն, բայց իրենց փառատոնը ավելի իրենց համար է, անշուշտ կուկան օրինակ բարեկամներ լիպանցիներու, կուկան տեսնարու, թե լիպանանյան նվակ, լիպանանյան երկ, լիպանանյան ջաշ ինչ է, մենք ատկի ավելին ուզենք որ նել հայական փառատոնին, մենք ուզենք որ ավելի ցույց տալ, թե ինչ մշակույթ ունինք, ինչ պատմություն ունինք, ճաշեն ավելի ինչ գրնակներ, նաև մեր համեր ճաշերը, մենք օրինակ ունինք Art Exhibit, որ ուրիշ ֆեստիվալներ շատ քիչ կունենան, ես չեմ հանդիպած ուրիշ ֆեստիվալի, որ Art Exhibit կլա, բացի եթե ֆեստիվալը Art Festival է, Ethnic Festival-ներում է չեմ դեսած Art Exhibit, աշուշտ կլան Arts and Crafts, բաներ զախվին, կզակուստին է բայրում, բայց մենք պիտի ունենանք օրինակ Art Exhibit-ը, որ հատուկ իր սենյերիշտեն սրահի մեջ պիտելա, Սենպոր համասարանի մեջ, և 10 արվեստակետներ պիտկան իրենց գործերով մոտ 60 տարբեր կզակություններ և այլն տարբեր գործեր։ Ապկեզած մենք պիտի ունենանք 2 տարբեր ստեյջեր, 2 տարբեր դեղ, թե թուրսը դեղ պիտի ունենանք, թե ներսը դեղ պիտի ունենանք, ներս ադիտորիում ունինք, որ ворցածենք պիտի կորտազրի, ներսը նաև ունինք փոստներով համար սրահմը, որ հայկական պատմության, հայկական մշակույթի, հայության մասին փոստներ են, որ պիտի ներկայացնենք, և թուրսը ամեն ձևով բարախումբեր, երջախումբեր, նվակ և այլն, նաև շաբաթ և երեկի գիշերները ունինք և երկիչներ, շնորհ երկիչներ, օրինակ շաբաթ ժամը 6-ին սկսենք Արդեն Արապյանի ջազ բենդին հետ, և շարունակվի Էլի Բերբերյանի և իր նվագախումբին հետ, իսկ Գիրակի Գրեգորյան մասիս նվագախումբ Մոնտրեալեն ավելի հայկական ֆոլկլորիկ եղանակներով. Նաև Գիրակի ժամը 11-ին, արևոտյան 11-ին բադարակ պիտի ունենանք Սենտ Պոլ համալսարանի մադուրի մեջ, և գլխավոր բադարակիչը Վիլլա սրբազան Բագրատ Գալստանյան, որ մատրերին պիտի այցելեն մեզի. Ուրեմն բավական ջող հայրակեր կպատրաստենք, պիտի անշուշտ ունենանք ամենասակ հայկական համեղ ճաշեր, պիտի ունենանք ամեն ձևով arts and crafts, souvenir, kirk, CD, pins, flags, և նաև պիտի ունենանք փոքրերու և ավելի բադայիններու համար rides and games.
Yeah, ինչ որ դեսնայի for our English listeners as well, we're going to have games and rides for kids of all ages, inflatable games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And basically, we could say this is not just a festival just to come there and drink and dance, but you're going to be exhibiting art where people could buy, right?
Yes. The piece of art will be there for exhibit, but also definitely for sale. One other thing, the admission is free. Although we are inviting all those dance ensembles, all those famous singers, musicians, jazz pianists, etc., and folkloric instrumental Armenian groups. Admission is free. There's ample parking. Parking Shatka Hamarsarana, it's $2 a day for the weekend days. There's ample parking on the street. It's very easy access from the highway, from within Ottawa. And there will be Haigagan Matnolord.
Եվ չեմ սխալիր, լոտորի մենան մեջտեղ ելած է, գրնային կադոր մասին խոսիլ
մասին ինչու չէ, ուրեմն վիճականության տոմսեր դպածենք և արդեն ծախույ են, տոմսի $2, իսկ դրծակները, որ 6-ատ մեջը գա $10 են, այսինքն ամեն անց, որ դրծակը կնե 5-ադիկինգ վճարը 6-ատ կստանա, 36-ատ նվեր ունինք. Առաջին նվերը երթուտարձ Երևան, նաև գա iPad, digital camcorder, all kinds of jewelries, etc. Անշուշտ պետք է ենենք ասի, թե one reason is to attract people, because people like this kind of lottery, this kind of games. I mean, it's for fun, it's to help us financially, but it's also there they have a chance to win something. It's a fun way to contribute.
Okay, and what about the public transportation, if people are going to be attending from Ottawa or Gatineau area?
From Gatineau area, if you go to downtown Ottawa, you take bus number 5 from downtown Ottawa, and it's a few minutes ride. That's less than 15 minutes ride to the festival grounds on Main Street. It's at 223 Main Street in Ottawa, St. Paul University.
Okay. Եվ գենտատրեմ,
and for those who will travel by car, if you Google it, it's easy access through the highways. We're very, very close to highway exits. We also have made arrangements with certain hotels for rooms at preferred rates. Now, those who want to reserve hotel rooms, they have to move quickly, because those hotel rooms are flying. They're being reserved very, very quickly. For instance, at one of the hotels with which we are working, we had reserved a block of 25 rooms. We already have 35 rooms reserved, and they're trying to liberate another 20 rooms because of the demand. At another hotel, we already have about 15 rooms reserved. Two other hotels we're discussing with already received reservations, I can say that as we're speaking, we're probably close to 65 reserved hotel rooms, and more and more people are asking for hotel rooms. You can find all the information on our website, OttawaArmenianFestival.com.
Okay.
One other thing, if some people would like to volunteer, they can also get in touch with us. We welcome all volunteers for all kind of activities, all kind of tasks. And for volunteering, they can email us at OttawaArmFest@gmail.com. That's Ottawa, Arm, A-R-M, Fest, F-E-S-T. Gajadvat Armenian Festival. So OttawaArmFest@gmail.com. That's the email for contacting the person in charge for volunteers.
Okay, I was just going to ask you that. For Marti Kete Guzen Oknel, whether if they want to volunteer or not, how would they do it? And you just said it. And hopefully people would listen and that are listening to us and tell their friends they should go to Ottawa next weekend, September 15, 16. It's going to be fun. A lot of people are going to be there. You heard it. Even the ambassador is going to be there.
It's going to be a memorable weekend, an Armenian weekend in Ottawa. And our slogan is, come discover Armenia in Ottawa.
Nice. Nice slogan. Well, I can tell you so far, majority of my friends that I've spoken to in Montreal and Toronto, actually, I've been hearing everybody's coming to Ottawa next weekend. So expect huge number of people.
We welcome you all.
Well, make sure the pictures that Harar posted the other day of the sujuk, he's got enough for me.
Yes, we're preparing all that.
Well, I don't have much more to ask. I want to thank you, Shatru Agalim.
Thank you.
Asaritin, Yevgadesnevin, Kalshapat.
I look forward to seeing you in person, and hopefully you'll do your program from the festival grounds.
I shall. All right. Okay. Have a good night. Say hi to Ottawa.
Thank you. Welcome to Ottawa.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, you just heard from the man. They're ready. Actually, they are getting ready. They still have a little bit of work. But whoever is listening, let's go next weekend. Let's attend. Let's support our community in Ottawa. And let's show what Armenian party is. All right. We're going to listen to a couple of songs. But actually, make Yerkam and Diganenk. And then I'll come and say my closing comments. I have a few announcements to make. And we'll end the show after.
Tu es nuestro ser, tu es nuestro ser, tu es nuestra revolución.
Okay. Few announcements to make. I want to remind everyone about tomorrow's protest. Buses leaving Toronto at 8 o'clock from the community center, as well as from Montreal at 11:30 in the morning. If you're driving there, make sure you're there at 2 p.m., the Azeri Embassy. Saturday, Badanegan starts. Folks, you saw the pictures we've been posting from Armenia this year. Well, guess what? In 2 years, your kid, your grandkid, could attend if they are 14 to 16 year old. Make them come to Badanegan. Let them join the big family of Badanegan. It's fun. Week after week, we go places, we do activities, they draw, they play, they sing, they dance, they party. Also, October, end of October, Hometmeni Aramyagi Barantesa, Hometmen Gamk, Inchpes Naev, well, Kahire Gamki Hariramyagne, Voch Moreali, Pats Moreali Mecha Bididonvi, Hanivor Moreali Hometmenal Gamk Gochvi. Yev, Verchin Aydararuchuna, Badrastevetsek, Noemperin, Horizoni, Darvab Cernarga, Karnik Sarkisyaniet, Burlington Image. Կան շաբթվա համար, ուրեմն հյուրերը, որ պիտի ունենանք, մեր հետը Արդեն Արաբյան, Էլի Բերբերյան, որոնք պիտի նվակեն և երկեն կան շաբթվա Օտավայի ֆեստիվալին, ուրեմն կալին շաբթի օրվա մեր շոն հետերնին բիդելա, պիտի միանան մեզի և դժվար բիդելա երկելը, live on air, but I'm going to play a lot of Eli songs next week. As well, կալ հինգ շաբթի օրը, ուրիշ ֆեստիվալի գազմագերբիչ հանցնախումբը պիտի խոսի, անալ Լոս Անջելեսեն, առաջին անգամ լալով Թարսյալ հոնդեղը, it's the Armenian and Korean communities holding a festival together. So you might want to listen and hear some interesting stories how that one got formed. And now, I want to wish you all good evening. Happy weekend. Hopefully everybody will be safe. Party hard, but party safe, people. Ցեզ մեր հրաժեշտ կառնեմ Էլի Բերբերյանի երգով, որը կոչվի Հայաստան աշխարհ. Մի մոռնակ, Քալշապատ will be on live. Քիշեր պարի պոլորնիտ.
Sağ ol.